One of Australia's biggest property developers, Stockland, has released its annual profit results today. And for the 12 months to June this year, it's had revenue, profits and funds from operations coming in a little better than expectations. So it had a 17% lift in revenue, 34% lift in profit, and its funds from operations per share, which is a much more accurate representation of how a property group is performing, because it takes into account and adjusts for things like depreciation and costs, which can otherwise skew the results, also came in a little above consensus. Now, the result was largely helped by the strong and supportive market conditions we've got across the country at this stage. Now, the company will be paying out eligible investors a distribution of 12.9 cents per unit on the 31st of August. And that obviously isn't very far away, but the reason for that is it already flagged this distribution back in June and already has traded ex-dividend on the 29th of June. And that means that if you buy shares in Stockland today onwards, you will not be receiving that next distribution. Stockland currently has a yield of about 5.9%, which is more than the big four banks. Now, the company operates in three different divisions mainly. It has its commercial business, which includes the shopping centres. That's where it makes the lion's share of its profits. Second largest is the residential part of its business. And the third and smallest, while it still is growing quite strongly, is the retirement living business. And that's there to service an ageing Australian population. So starting with commercial property, funds from operations rose by about 3.5% over the year. In this division, the 41 retail centres or shopping centres have been where a lot of the growth is currently coming from. It also has made some good progress on the redevelopment of two shopping centres, one in Maitland, New South Wales, the other in Ballarat. Residential property, it achieved record results here. The division's been, again, quite supported by a strong demand for property at the moment. It's settled on 6,600 total lots of land, and it also has a record number of contracts in hand as well. And finally, the retirement living business, it's in its fourth straight year of double-digit growth. So yes, this is only making up a small portion of profits, but has about 3,000 units currently in development. Now, looking ahead, the company did warn that rising electricity prices are probably not going to be very helpful over 2018. This affects essentially the total cost of occupancy for retailers, so this could slow growth down in the commercial part of its business.